Good morning. Thank you for joining this morning for this practice. Being aware of awareness. So we begin as we often begin, just noticing where is attention right now? Is it up on thoughts, down in the body, sensations, out in the world, the senses? What type of perception is being generated? By mind, by this thought reactive system? What's being experienced right now? And is it available to give our willingness to fully experience whatever experience is being given right now? Or is resistance being added in some way? So we're just noticing the extent to which it's available to allow everything just as it is. It's easy to say we are doing that. It's another matter for me to check to see if part of the fulsome of allowing is noticing resistance and then not doubling down on that, not resisting resistance. Is there anything for which there's a narrative playing that says, no, no, not this, not this morning, not now, not today? And can we say yes to that no? How humble can we get? How open can this posture be to accept this moment as the healing opportunity that it always is? So sometimes I notice that mind says no in the quietest, most subtle ways. Sometimes it's no to what feels like a pain, or no to what didn't get done yesterday, or might happen today, or it's just. So I scan to see if there's, if there was going to be a no to something, if there's going to be any resistance or desire that something be different, what would it be about? What's a likely area? And we just feel into that and see if there's anything to which, when mind says no, the body then kind of clenches a little and plays out some pattern of not feeling fully, not meeting openly. We're just like checking for pockets of resistance with our that inner flashlight that can just bring attention to different parts of the body and bring attention to the mind. There anything we can bring a yes to? Yes, this is what's present. Yes, this is how this feels. Yes, this is what this is saying. And then we can ask, what sees that? What's aware of either pockets of resistance or the lack of pockets of resistance? What's noticing? What's watching? I'll read a quote from Ephesians. As you think, you experience. It is through your thinking that illusion is made. It is through awareness of thought that you see what I teach. It is through releasing thought That illusion is let go. As you think, you experience. It is through your thinking that illusion is made. It is through awareness of thought that you see what I teach. It is through releasing thought that illusion is let go. as you think, you experience. It is through your thinking that illusion is made. It is through awareness of thought that you see what I teach. It is through releasing thought that illusion is let go. I'll read a quote from Adi Ashanti from The Way of Liberation. What is what's happening before you have a thought about it. What is what's happening before you have a thought about it. What is what's happening before you have a thought about it. another quote from Adi Ashanti. All true knowing arises out of the unknown and is an expression of the unknown. All true knowing arises out of the unknown and is an expression of the unknown. All true knowing arises out of the unknown and is an expression of the unknown. That brings us to the end of our hour. Well, thank you for joining today.